You ran as a Democrat.
I did. I ran as a Democrat, and this district was pretty divided. I can't remember if I had more Democrats than Republicans. It was very close. But as you know, John, in the political world, and I used to tell people, they said, well, you're a Democrat. And I said, no, you know, actually, when I look in the mirror in the morning, I don't see a Democrat or Republican. I see my mother. And it scares me. I'm like, oh, my God, what is she doing in my house? I haven't cleaned. Here she is. And as I've aged, I didn't know if you have any resemblance to your relatives, but I never think of myself as a Democrat or Republican. It was always trying to do better for whatever cause we needed to find a solution for. And so I'm very thankful that people didn't look at me as a Democrat. They actually, my name would be in yards next to Mary Fallon, next to Senator Inhofe. I mean, people would just mix me in. And I think, I wish that's the way it were more, that they would vote for what I would bring to them, which was their voice at the Capitol. That was my goal. Yeah.
All right. So all the things we've talked to in your life so far, and all the moving and all that kind of thing, came down to a special day known as Swearing In Day. And I don't know if you reflected on all that you would never have thought you'd be sworn into a position of the Oklahoma State Legislature.
No, it was a wonderful honor. It was a wonderful honor. I actually, one of the first things I did after I finished my campaign and after my first session, I sat down and read Angie DeVoe. I mean, I thought, who are these people? What makes them think this way? Because I'd lived in many states, but Oklahoma has unique personalities. And as you know, depending on the part of the state you reside or live in or were raised in, you might have very, very different ideas than someone in Tulsa. And so I didn't understand it. And I thought, I've got to learn the history of this state. And so I just had to go all the way back and read about the history. And I knew about the Trail of Tears, but I didn't really know about the Trail of Tears. The race riot or massacre, I didn't really know about. I needed to learn better. Because when you sit there with 100 other people, and they are saying what's in their hearts, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what leads them to these conclusions? And so I spent a lot of time learning more about Oklahoma and what makes people here think the way they do.
Right. So tell us about your first bill that you presented. What was it and the experience of doing that?
Oh my gosh. I'm not sure I remember my first bill, but I can tell you this. I entered in and the Democrats went into the minority for the first time. The first time in state's history, the Democrats were in the minority in the House. So my chances of having a lot of success weren't very great. And being the person I am, knowing me in public safety, I don't think any of my early bills got much attention. Although I think now it's funny because I was working with groups like AAA and the police department. So we were working on things like seatbelts in the back seat. Well, people thought that was stupid. They didn't even like wearing seatbelts in the front seat. So there was no way they wanted seatbelts in the back seat. Texting. I was there, 10 years before we, in Sue Tibbs, finally pulled through a texting bill. But those are the type of bills I would lean to. Things people had told me that were problematic. I had had a friend killed by being ejected through the back seat when their car was in an accident on ice. She was ejected and killed. Her two daughters and husband who was driving lived. And so I believed not smoking in cars with children was important, things like that, which I wasn't getting much traction, to be honest with you. But you carry those bills, and sometimes it takes many years to get things like that passed. And then sometimes you carry bills that agencies ask you to pass, and I did some of that for the Oklahoma State Health Department.
Right. So we should point out that the years we're talking about were 2004 until 2016. Yes. So people can think about what you were doing. But and you got involved in many things. Let me point out here, though, that you were instrumental in get funding for Tulsa's mental health court.
Yes. Yes. And actually, I think if my memory serves me, I believe Dave Bean might have been the police chief at that time. And yes, at the time we did not have that, and I'm glad you remember that. I had forgotten that. I would just work on things like that, and I was surprised I had opposition, to be honest with you. But there are many people who thought all that could be handled through the DA. And obviously the mental health court's near and dear to me. I'm a big proponent of mental health help and the more we can do to reduce the size of prison population and jails. The other thing, John, that I was a big advocate for women's rights, and I continue to be to this day. And so, of course, each year I had a number of bills that I would have to rise and debate in opposition to, and standing for women's rights. And actually, it was all brought back to me as I'm reading one of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's books right now on her rulings. It's her writing. It's Ruth Ginsburg in her own words. And I actually sometimes forget how far we've come and yet how far we have to go, because when I moved here in 1978, of course, the ERA had just been defeated. And it, you know, never has passed. But I forgot that in Oklahoma, and we were a state that never passed, of course, but how entrenched some of these beliefs were. In fact, when I did some bills, especially bills on children of incarcerated parents, I can remember people arguing with me that children of incarcerated parents have no rights, because I learned that many of the legislators believe that children had no rights, that they are the property of parents and women are the property of men. That was very hard for me to understand. I still don't completely understand it. And we've fought more and more each year since. But from funding to education, to women's rights, to opening doors for kids who may not have had the same opportunities I had, it was just always surprising to me how much opposition I had.
Yeah.